Okay, everyone. So today we're going to look into interfaith marriage in the Indian culture. I was looking through some current events. One that happened in January 2019. It was a news story about a Hindu-Muslim marriage and a baby that came up on that and his claim to his father's inheritance. Now, before we get into that, I'm going to explain a little bit about interfaith marriage in the Islamic culture, which is actually quite the hot topic, always has been, and lately it has gotten a little bit of fire, I guess, if you want to call it that way. It's gotten a little hotter at the moment. So interfaith marriage is the top three most sinful actions that can be committed in Islam. The only thing that beats an interfaith marriage is shirk, which is the blatant rebellion against parental authority, or killing a person without any legal reason. Now, that may sound weird to you, because here in America, murder is, well, murder. There's never really any legal reason for killing somebody, unless you get the death penalty, but that has to go through all the legal systems and so forth before that becomes legal death. So it just seems odd to me that you can kill a person with a, quote, legal reason, and it's fine. So this, of course, sparked my interest, and I did a little research on that part. So I found out that after somebody can not get charged when they are doing the killing in self-defense, it's protected under penal law as long as the counterattack as part of the Self-Defense Act was equal in force, such as knife versus knife, whereas an attack with a knife with a self-defense kill with a gun would be considered unequal force and is therefore a chargeable offense. I just found that kind of interesting, because in the U.S., somebody murders you with a knife or a gun, no matter what, it's still murder. So in India, interfaith marriage isn't common, but a recent survey conducted on Muslims who came to reside in America found that 45% of Muslims marry outside their faith. However, back in India, this is relatively unheard of. The problem of two people with different faiths wanting to marry is usually solved by having the non-Muslim fiancé convert to the Islamic religion. In the Quran, it specifically states that you shall not marry mushrik woman, mushrik meaning basically a woman who ascribes God's attributes to one other than Allah. Unless they embrace the faith, a believing slave woman is better than a mushrik woman, although they may please you. So from that, as you can tell, it's kind of frowned upon to marry anybody that's outside of your faith, especially if you're a Muslim. In Islam, marriage is viewed as a contract binding you to obey Allah. Someone who isn't Muslim is expected to convert and take Shahada oaths before the marriage can proceed. The Shahada oath is a declaration that the Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and Allah is the only God, period. Associating any other gods or worshipping idols, even sending prayers to anyone or anything else, is a big sin. In Islamic views, a Hindu wedding is not valid in accordance with Islamic law. If a man and woman are united in union without nikah, is considered adultery and punishable by death. Simply put, if a Hindu wants to marry a Muslim, they must convert to Islamic beliefs permanently in order to legally marry and not break Islamic law. Historically speaking, Islam and Hinduism have been at odds for over 1,300 years in India. When an interfaith marriage is planned, not only are two people being united, but two families, two religions, in different communities. Both families must agree to get along and share each other's beliefs without attempting to coerce the other later on. So, back to what I said about this news story. So recently in the news, on January 23rd, 2019, the Indian Supreme Court held that a child was born out of a marriage to a Muslim man and a Hindu woman, and he has claim to his father's property. The court observed that a marriage like this isn't void or valid. It's just irregular. If this marriage was considered void, the child would be illegitimate. However, since irregular marriages are valid, although, as it would state, they are irregular, the child is legitimate. So this plea was filed by the son after his father's death, who claimed right to property through inheritance. The court found him to be legitimate to his father and that he's entitled to the inheritance. However, some cousins of the son tried to appeal this, saying that the mother was Hindu and not legally married to the father. The appeal was overturned. So, going back to the law, what do you think? Is that the correct decision? In my opinion, yes, it is. Even though that normal Indian law states that Hindu and Muslim, it's irregular, it's not illegal. However, it is technically frowned upon. So, what's your opinion? Comment under this, let me know.